The news last month that several pharmaceutical companies have developed vaccines for COVID-19 understandably buoyed hopes for a return to normalcy. The stock prices of airlines and hotels went up, and there finally seemed to be at least a glimpse of light at the end of a long tunnel. But will travel come back strongly in the new year? From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. I wish I could uncork the champagne and begin planning a spring trip to Paris or Bangkok or just about anywhere. But airline, cruise line, and hotel executives are predicting what was once considered normal in their industries may still be 2 or 3 years away. I'm more optimistic, but an announcement by Australia's national airline set me back a bit. Qantas said a few weeks ago it didn't expect to resume any flights to the U.S. and the United Kingdom until at least October of next year. That's 10 months from now. Now, I follow the news and understand the world's peoples are not all going to be vaccinated in the next several months, but I really hope by summer's end, we'll be in better shape globally. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.